Okay, for this edition of Coordinator's Corner, I'm here with Todd Haley. Todd, we're coming off the bye, and Mike Tomlin said that during the bye there was a little bit of self-assessment that went on. As you looked at the offense over the first half, how would you characterize the performance?
Well, at first it was nice where the bye fell, you know, being at that true halfway point. So, you know, we always reflect and do a self-assessment, but it worked out good that we're at the halfway point. You know, I love where we are from a record standpoint. Obviously, it can always be better, but we've put ourselves in good position. We've done enough to win six games, and that's the name of the game. But we also know this is a process, you know, one that we have to continue to grow and get better. And I'm excited about watching our guys do that here in the second half of the season.
Talk a little bit about the job Chris Hubbard has done at right tackle with Marcus Gilbert injured.
He's done an excellent job. You know, I've said I think Gil is the best at that position in the league. So when you're missing a guy like that, you know, it takes those are pretty big shoes to fill. And Hub has stepped in against quality opponents, quality defenses, and helped us do enough to win. And my hat's off to him because, you know, he's been in the lineup in a number of different positions and played at a level for us to be able to win and really just a do-it-all guy for us. Very, very valuable.
One of those positions, other positions, where you've utilized him, I guess we could call it an extra tight end on the line of scrimmage. What advantages does that create for the offense?
You know, it just depends upon your opponent that you're facing. You know, when we play some 4-3 defenses like we have here, you know, a Cincinnati teams like that, it gives you a bigger body, you know, to block a bigger body. You know, our tight ends, you know, against Cincinnati, Gil was missing, so we weren't able to do that. So it tells you the job the tight ends were able to step in and do. But, you know, it just gives you a bigger body and versus certain defenses where maybe the defense is trying to gain advantage against you and you're able to balance that out some.
Let's stick with the tight ends just a little bit. In what ways do you think Vance McDonald can help once he's healthy enough to return to the lineup?
Well, I think we're all excited to potentially get him back. You know, he's a guy that was getting comfortable, finding his way in the offense, made a couple big plays for us, and then unfortunately got hurt. But, you know, he's been working hard to get back, and he's a guy that adds very good competition to that group. You know, it's one more good player that has a chance to make plays for us.
Fans love tight ends who make catches down the field, but for you, is there one aspect of tight end play that I won't say is more important, but that you find more valuable in trying to do what you want to get accomplished?
Well, the blocking is first and foremost for us. You know, that's not the case for everybody, but that's what we put a premium on. So when you get a guy that can hold his own at the point and also stretch the field vertically, you know, that's best of both worlds. You know, and he's got some of those skills necessary to have a chance to do that. So, again, he hadn't been in for a couple weeks or, you know, for a week or so, and, you know, we're excited if he's got an opportunity to get back.
Do you have a feel for how much no-huddle you've utilized in the first half?
You know, I know it's waned here in this last quarter, but, you know, it's something that we work on every single day. You know, sometimes you don't even know we've been in it. You know, we had a couple third downs against Kansas City that were big conversions where we went to it for just one play. But it's something we put a lot of time into, and, you know, each game's going to kind of tell the story on how much it's used.
Are there areas of the field where it's either extremely valuable or not quite as good of an idea to be in no huddle? Does that area of the field have any impact?
It can. Again, it depends on opponent, you know, and what a defense, you know, what their identity is, you know, and sometimes, you know, staying out of some of those personnel groups or keeping some of those personnel groups off the field is a benefit to you. You know, we can control some of that by being in or not being in no huddle.
Who's the key guy for the Colts on defense?
I think it starts with Sheard, you know, who we've seen in, you know, multiple places, but and saw him here at Pitt, you know, but a good player. He's been very productive for them, and he's one of those guys that you better bring your lunchbox, because he's gonna be a full time job all day, because he plays hard, plays the whistle, and obviously has ability to get to the quarterback.
You've played the Colts each of the last 3 years; they're almost a division team. Have they been a team that matched up with Antonio Brown in those previous meetings, and what do you expect Sunday?
Yeah, we've seen some of that with the uncertainty regarding Davis, you know, Vontaze. We won't know for sure, but you know, we've been through this before. They are a familiar opponent, not only because we've seen them multiple weeks, but because, you know, their head coach was part of a Baltimore group and a lot of background with what we see from them. So there's a lot of familiarity, but you know, that can't turn into complacency. You know, we got to treat it like any other opponent. We just know a little bit more about them.